Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, and the election is almost over. With us this morning is Joanna Burgess, the senior advisor to Governor Rick Scott, to give us an update of what's going on in Florida. Joanna, are you there?
I'm here.
Give us an
update. In Broward County, in the middle of the recount. Rick Scott was elected to the Senate on election night. He won re-election again at the end of the machine recount, and he's on his way now on a second recount, which is a manual recount here.
So tell us, how far ahead was Rick Scott at Nelson on election night? Where were you on the other night, and what's happening now?
Yeah, so we went to bed on election night up 50,000 votes. And the next morning and the next few days, there were two counties in South Florida finding and counting votes, which actually violates the law. Now, the margin shrunk so much, it got down to the 15,000, and we had to go into a machine recount, and now we're in a manual recount, and we are still ahead. Rick Scott is still winning. There is absolutely no way to cut into his almost his 13,000 vote lead. Democrats have filed 7 federal lawsuits to try to change the law in Florida to try to gain more votes, but they have not succeeded. They have lost many of their lawsuits, the majority of their lawsuits. We think they've thrown 20 Hail Marys simultaneously, and none of them have really stuck.
Joanna, I understand that some of the lawyers were advocating that the votes of non-citizens should count. What happened with that?
Yes, so there was a county where some of the Senator Nelson's Democrat lawyers did contest some votes that were cast by non-citizens. Obviously, that is against the law, but that's just the way that these high-priced D.C. lawyers are. They contest any vote that is for Rick Scott, and they want everyone to vote. I mean, they've asked to extend vote by mail by 10 days after the election. They've asked for some crazy things here. Here's the thing. There is no way that Bill Nelson could win this race. Rick Scott is going to be the next senator for Florida. What they are trying to do here is they are trying to change election law. They know that changing the law the way they want is never going to pass the legislature in this state. So they're trying to do that by the courts. They plan to beat, and they need to beat, Donald Trump if they want to succeed in Florida. This is a very important state in 2020, and they are trying to win the 2020 election today by changing election law in the courts. And it's just not going to happen.
So, Anna, how many votes actually have to be recounted manually?
The manual vote, the manual vote statewide has been almost 80,000.
So 80,000 votes have to be recounted.
Correct. So
is that Palm Beach is the one that was open?
So statewide, it's about 40,000 in all 66 of 67 counties. They had to recount about 40,000 votes, and then there was, one county, Broward County, which had to recount another nearly 40,000.
So it's 40 for the rest of the state, and Broward County 40.
40 now, for just one problematic county.
The election for governor, that's over with?
It pretty much is. There's still a few pending legislation that might affect the margins a little bit, but they're not in a margin for a manual recount. They had a machine recount, and the Republican still won.
Understood. So the governor of Florida is now DeSantis. And
the governor of Florida will be Ron DeSantis, and the senator from Florida will be Rick Scott.
And that's going to happen, when is Rick Scott over, on Tuesday?
What's the final day? It will be certified. Yep, all the results have to be certified by Tuesday.
Well, Joanna Burgess, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the update. And maybe we'll talk to you next week and congratulate you even more.
Thank you so much, John. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.